Welcome in to the Bleed Tech Blue Game Day Podcast. Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com, coming to you. It's game day. Louisiana Tech set to host Grambling. 2:30 p.m. kickoff for the Bulldogs' home opener. Like I mentioned, against the Grambling Tiger, the first matchup between these two close in proximity teams, only separated by a few miles. First time the two teams have ever squared off inside Lincoln Parish. This game is being billed as the Buddy Bowl. Longtime sports writer for the Ruston Daily Leader, Buddy Davis, passed away just a few short months ago, so the two teams will honor Buddy Davis by calling this game the Buddy Bowl. A game that I'm certainly excited to, looking forward. You know, not only is it the home opener for Louisiana Tech, but not exactly a pushover when you talk about this Grambling team that coming into town. And so over the next few minutes, we'll break down Broderick Fobbs' squad. We'll break down what we saw from Louisiana Tech last week when they went on the road, dropped a 45-14 decision to Texas, and we'll give our keys to victory. So, like I said, thanks for joining us. Game Day Podcast, the second week that we've done it. We'll have a Game Day Podcast out each and every week this year. So, you know, you look at this Grambling team, obviously Coach Fobbs has done a fantastic job in his sixth year as the head coach at Grambling. I think Coach Holt said Tuesday that he's a four-time SWAC Coach of the Year. He took over his alma mater, a program that was really in shambles when he took over, and he's got them back to playing some really good football, and they're going to be a tough team for Tech to beat today. You know, really a lot of talent across the board, and that starts offensively when you talk about their quarterback, Jeremy Hickbottom. Hickbottom's just a redshirt sophomore, got a plethora of game experience a year ago, played really well in the opening week against ULM. And, you know, you look at the ULM score, and they lose to ULM last week, does Grambling 31-9. But that was a game that was 17-9 at the half. You know, a lot like Louisiana Tech, Grambling made some mistakes in the red zone, made some mistakes once they were got into ULM territory. I think they had two touchdowns taken off the board due to penalties. And penalties were a problem for Grambling in the opening week. They were penalized 10 times for 85 yards. So that'll be something that they look to get cleaned up. But when you talk about Hickbottom, 6'4", 210-pound sophomore quarterback, really coming into his own in the opening week, throws for 157 yards and a touchdown, rushes for another 68 yards on the ground. So looking at some of the keys for Tech defensively, and this one is going to be, you know, keep Hickbottom in the pocket, make him beat you with his arm. I think he really becomes dangerous when he gets outside of the pocket and becomes that dual threat, whether it's taking off or, you know, hitting a man down the field in the scramble drill. So he's going to be tough to slow down. Elder, the running back, had six carries last week, broke off a big long 51-yard run, had 82 yards for the game. So we'll see if Tech can slow him down. But, you know, offensively, I think Tech's going to be able to fare much better against the Grambling offensive line. I don't think they have some of that beef that Texas saw a week ago. But one thing is, you know, will we see Bob Diaco be more aggressive defensively and give that defensive line of Courtney Wallace, Milton Williams, and Kadarian Mason some help in trying to rush the passer? Tech has to be able to pressure the quarterback. They only had one sack last week, and so that'll be something that Tech needs to get cleaned up. Now, looking at this Grambling team on the defensive side of the ball, obviously, I don't think they have the talent to hold up with Tech, but what are they going to try to do defensively? Looking at, you know, just last week's numbers against ULM, they give up 500 yards of offense. 315 of those yards come on the ground. Now, do I think that means that Tech's going to come into this game and try to run the ball 45, 50 times? I don't. I think that, you know, you look back at the Texas game last week, it's pretty clear Tech's going to be a good passing team in 2019, and that's crazy to say, but I said last week I thought Jamar Smith was going to throw the ball 50 times. You look up at the end of that game and he throws 51 times, completes 67% of his passes for 331 yards and two touchdowns. I think we'll see more of that this week. Now, Grambling, when you look at what they like to do on tape, they like to play their linebackers up around the line of scrimmage. I know a lot against ULM, they were bringing 5, 6, 7 guys. So they'll leave their corners and their defensive backs on an island, and that's going to give Tech's playmakers on the outside. When you talk about Adrian Hardy, Isaiah Graham, Smoke Harris, C.J. Powell, Malik Stanley played well last week. Griffin Hebert caught a touchdown for the Bulldogs. So it's going to give Tech's top 6 receivers a chance to make some big plays in the passing game. I also think that redshirt freshman Wayne Toussaint will likely see some more playing time in this one as well. But I think Tech's got an opportunity to really, you know, not come out in this game and really try to blow Grambling out. I think the big thing for Tech is you have to execute on offense. You have to be able to run the ball for more than 2.8 yards a carry, like we saw last week at Texas. And granted, that was a good Texas defensive line. But if Tech's going to have great success offensively throughout the year, they're going to have to show a running game that is somewhat, I say decent, but it's got to be better than decent. They got to be able to get 4, 5, 6 yards a carry. And that starts with Israel Tucker, Jaquise Dancy, and Justin Henderson. Now, when you talk about Dancy coming to this game, I think he's a little bit questionable. So we'll see if he's able to go. But if he's not able to go, I think we'll see more of the redshirt freshman out of Ruston, DeAndre Marcus. But, you know, whether it's Dancy, whether it's Tucker, whether it's Henderson, the offensive line has to do a better job of opening up holes, which, you know, if you open up holes and you're able to run the ball successfully, that's going to allow Jamar Smith to have more time in the pocket off of that play action to hit some of his bigger targets down the field. But, you know, coming in after that Texas game, I'm pretty comfortable with where Tech stands from an offensive standpoint. I think, you know, all of our listeners, all of our subscribers at Bleed Tech Blue, and if you're a casual fan that follows Louisiana Tech, the big question coming into this year was, how well will Jamar Smith play? Week one, I think it's positive. You talk about 67%, 331 yards, 2 touchdowns. Now, was he perfect? No. He missed a couple of throws. The obvious one was the C.J. Powell throw down the middle, down the seam. Should have been an easy touchdown. He ended up underthrowing him. But it was a step forward. Now, can Smith back that up with 2 solid performances 2 weeks in a row? I think that's the big thing we've seen through him, not only last year, but really throughout his career, is the inability to put together 2 or 3 or 4 consecutive good games. And that's something that I definitely want to see, and that starts with Grambling this week. Now, defensively, you look at the Tech defense, I thought Sam Ellinger had relative ease and made big plays throughout the night for Texas last week in Texas' 45-14 win. And that's a Texas team that's a bona fide top 10 team. So let's not take anything away from them. But defensively, Tech has to clean things up. I thought the secondary had too many breakdowns back there. They're certainly better than they showed. And that's something that I know they've worked on throughout the week. Now, like I said, will we see more pressure from Tech's defense? Will we see Willie Baker used more in pass rushing opportunities? Can James Jackson play a better game? I know he had 9 tackles last week, but, you know, as a team, not only Jackson, I don't want to point him out, but Tech had 11 missed tackles in that game, and there was just multiple guys getting extra yards on second and third efforts, and that's something that Tech has to clean up as well. So when you talk about this game between Grambling and Louisiana Tech, and both teams will tell you this, is they have a lot to clean up for themselves. You know, it's not necessarily relying on your opponent to have breakdowns to make yourself better. You have to worry about yourself in perfecting the things that you do and you do well to reach that full potential. And I'm not going to say that I'm not optimistic after Tech's performance last week. When you look at the two teams, they were pretty comparable from a statistical standpoint. But when you have 3 turnovers, all 3 are in your own territory, you end up, you know, 70 yards of total offense for Texas gets them 17 points. Those are the things that concern you. What is another concern that I have for this game? Special teams. The special teams last week for Tech, whether it was the kickoff coverage unit, whether it was the kick return, whether it was field goals, Brady Farlow had one nice punt, but he also had another punt that wasn't all that nice. So Tech has to be able to clean its special teams up. And, you know, you don't want to say that can they play even. You have to have a special teams unit that can make some big plays and potentially win yourself a ball game. Can Bailey Hill bounce back? Goes 0 of 2 on field goals last week, missed 243-yarders. I know he didn't perform all that well on kickoffs. And a question heading into this one, if Farlow struggles early, does Skip Holtz give Brady Farlow a shot at the place kicker job? Because I think I'd be lying if I didn't say, you know, after Grambling this week, now Bowling Green is a program that's struggling, but, you know, you got 10 straight Division I FBS opponents. You need to clear up your place kicking duties so that you know what you got at field goal kicker. Now, I don't think that Bailey Hale is not capable of being a good kicker. We've seen it. We saw the 4 field goals last year at North Texas in that big win for Tech that resulted in him being the special teams player of the week in Conference USA. But it's just a matter of getting over that mental hurdle, bouncing back this week, putting a few kicks through the uprights, and getting some of that confidence back. So those are the things that I'm really looking forward to in this game. You know, can Tech become more consistent offensively? Can they, when they are able to get into their opponent's territory, can they put away a drive? Can they get, you know, those touchdowns that and don't settle for field goals? Because when you're scoring touchdowns, it just puts even more pressure on your opponents. And, you know, I think we saw last week Tech was 2 of 2 in the red zone with 2 touchdowns. When you talk about Malik Stanley and Griffin Hebert both catching touchdowns on similar, you know, tight pass routes, I think those two guys are going to help them out in the red zone. But like I mentioned earlier, there has to be some resemblance of a run game that allows, you know, Holtz to have more comfort in calling plays when you know, the windows seem to tighten up down there. So field goal kicking, special teams, and can Tech really finish drives offensively? And on the defensive side, the big key for me is can Bob Diaco's defense limit the big plays? There's too many big plays last week, too many broken coverages where it seemed like the defensive backs were confused as to what they should be doing. And those are the three things I'll be looking at from Tech's point of view. When you talk about Grambling, they're obviously at a disadvantage from a depth standpoint. You know, at the FCS level, you get 63 scholarships, whereas Tech gets 85. Will they be able to withstand the 100-degree heat? It could be 130, 140 degrees down on that turf. So will they be able to stand up from a depth standpoint? And then offensively, the big thing for them is Hickbottom's got to play his best game offensively to keep them in it. Then defensively, they're going to be trying to clean up the run game after allowing 8 yards per rush last year or last week. But the big thing for me is they have to figure out a way to slow down not only Adrian Hardy, but Isaiah Graham and the other Tech receivers, or they're going to have a field day out there. But nonetheless, 100-degree day. It's the home opener tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 p.m. kickoff. We'll have it covered, bleedtechblue.com. You can join us for only $9.95 a month. Like I said, we'll have a live chat going throughout the game. You can follow our Twitter account for drive-by-drive updates as well. So hope this gets you prepared. Certainly looking forward to a fun matchup. Louisiana Tech and Grambling meeting for the first time in Lincoln Parish. It's the Buddy Bowl. We certainly appreciate you listening to the Bleed Tech Blue Game Day podcast. We'll see you.